8 away from 5, the panel. Bike tourism has boomed in Aotearoa over the past decade with tracks in places like Queenstown, Rotorua, Wānaka, drawing enthusiasts far and wide. A new report has revealed the economic impact of that boom, and it might be larger than you think. June last year, at least $291 million was spent by bike tourists who cycled through New Zealand's production plantation forests. And this can only be good news for the tourism sector. So to tell us a bit more, we are joined by independent economist Benji Patterson. Benji, kia ora.
Kia ora. Nice to be on the show.
Well, one of the reasons why I got you on, Benji, was I was pretty stunned at that number. I mean, that's nudging $300 million, all because of people biking.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, and it's one of the unsung heroes of the tourism sector, and that's our bike economy. Increasingly, more and more visitors are getting out and riding while they're places, and biking is forming a key motivation to head to some destination.
Yeah, and rejuvenating some of these places, isn't it? And I can recall very clearly, I was in the media then, 2009, John Key holds a job summit, one idea, widely ridiculed at the time, when he said, let's do a national cycleway costing $50 million, employing 4,000 people. And years later, Benji, here we are.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's regions that earn more than $50 million a year in revenue from bike tourism. At present, I live down in Queenstown Way, and it's extraordinary to see the growth that we've had in the sales network here. Yeah,
and e-bikes have obviously had a lot to do with that, because to make it that much easier, you know, and I've got some friends who are retired and doing that, and my husband works at 99 Bikes, so, you know, we absolutely can see the boom in it, and that it's great for tourism, for exercise, but also for commuting and health, and so stop treating bikes like
stay there, Benji.
Yeah, I've been part of that tourism. I went up to Northland and did the fantastic ride there, stopping and staying the night in Kaikoi, and it was just magic. And we went down as a family and did the ride around, coming out of Waihee, starting from where the mine is there.
Good.
And then also
worthwhile?
Absolutely magic.
On e-bikes or?
No, well, that one was normal bikes, and it was very wet, and we ended up having a lovely hot chocolate at the steam train little cafe halfway down, and it was splendid.
Benji, looking ahead, as an economist, yeah, $291 million spent. How far could this go?
Well, look, it's risen by two-thirds since before COVID. So, you know, it's very impressive growth that we've had over recent years. Yeah. Look, even if we only have modest growth in line with our demographics, if slightly more visitors are keen on biking, given we've got e-bikes, the hills are flatter, it's very easy to see that we could have 10% growth over the next 5 years.
And have we finished? Because that was the whole... I didn't think he was ridiculed at the time. I actually thought he was actually
I looked up some of the articles.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was one policy of John Key's that I loved. So has it all been joined up? Because wasn't that the idea to be that you could cycle from top to bottom?
There's a lot of cycle trails that are still under construction.
Right.
Interestingly, I was just scanning the strategic report for the strategic plan for the Queenstown Trails Network for the next 10 years, and they have ambitious plans in front of them for linking up communities with cycling. We've also got in other parts of Otago, for example, right through from Clutha to the coast is being linked up. So there's still a lot of trails being constructed.
And they're so great.
Yeah, I think the really cool thing about those big tourism trails is that they are completely off-road, you know, so you are completely separate and completely
safe.
Protected. And, you know, it's a really special thing. You kind of look at the map and you're like, how am I going to get from one coast to the other and be safe the whole time? But you follow the old railway lines and it is gorgeous and safe and easy. And most of the people on the trail when I was doing it were probably like retired.
Yeah.
Like, so very accessible as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why that's so great. You need them in the cities to keep everyone safe for their commute.
It is kind of hard, I guess, Bendy, to try and pick out the negative side of this, isn't it? Because if you look at the fact that, A, this is tourism, B, the spin-off effects and the likes of looking at Clyde, now you've got a five-star boutique hotel and the nice restaurant and a couple of cool cafes, so you've got that spin-off there. Mm. And C, it's health tourism as well, Benji.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's one of the other elements of it. We look at the spending impacts, which are huge, particularly in small communities when you have people that are coming, spending several days, spending a few hundred bucks a day. That's big money. But there's also the health benefit. Getting off the couch and biking, even if it's an e-bike, you still have to put some energy into it. There's health benefits. It's good for us.
Good on you, Benji. Do you cycle yourself? Have you been on a cycleway yourself?
Oh, pretty much every day. I'm also an ultra runner, so I'm out on the cycle trails by Peterlee.
Very good. There we go. Benji Patterson there, independent economist. That's the news there. June, just last year, at least $291 million was spent by bike tourists. That's just crazy,
isn't
it?
And you see all those really cute little pubs that have totally blossomed. And like Kaikoui is somewhere that could definitely do with some injection of cash and things like
because
that.
Because you've seen this, haven't you? Because you go around the country quite a bit.
Yes, because I tour a lot with Arts on Tour, which I'm doing later in the year. But yeah, absolutely.
Stop that. I'm hearing some music. Oh. And what is it?
Is it?
It's Toto. Thank you,
folks. Is it Susanna again?
Thank you, folks. Time for you to stop talking and meet the